This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got me, Kevin Hagelin. We've got Corey Majors and Jacob Ray is holding it down for us today in place of Alec Medford. I believe Alec will be back on Monday. Gentlemen.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I hope so.
I also hope so. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 4 because it was a Rangers offensive explosion again all day yesterday. Still no dice on the computer.
Carter the batter. He's grounded out twice to first base. Left-handed hitter. He swings and hits one deep to right. This is way back, and that ball is history. Evan Carter has homered again. What a tear he is on, and the Rangers now lead it 7-1. That's their fourth home run of the game.
It would go on to score 16 runs. So obviously that's been amazing. In the month of June,
every other game they score 16 runs,
hey,
feels like.
Then we'll win at least half of our games the rest of the way, you would think.
I'll take
now,
it.
Now, old Rangers teams, I don't think I can make that guarantee. This, you scored 16 and you would win. This Rangers team, I feel comfortable. In the month of June, Evan Carter is 11 for 25. That's a batting average of .440. But he also has 3 walks. So his on-base percentage is .500. He has 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, and his OPS is 1.380.
Player of the month?
I mean, he's got to be one of the favorites right now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's been really nice to see him play that way. I know, you know, the other day in the outfield, he was trying to get to a ball and missed, and the ball rolled all the way to center field or the center field wall, and his speed just carried him to left field. And so yeah. The ball was kind of sitting there and it took a while to get the ball into the infield. But that's the kind of thing we talk about this a lot. He gets 2 balls that most people shouldn't or can't.
Yeah.
And so because of his speed, he was close enough and it was like, dang, but most guys probably would have just taken a different angle and gotten it off the wall. But he at the plate, he did. The way he does his expression, Kevin, now is very different because he does it with every pitch.
Yeah.
Instead of turning around and just staring down the umpire, he just kind of stares forward. So I think
Smart.
He's doing better at that. But that was it's definitely nice to see that he's rounding into form. And somebody said comeback player of the year. I know Mike's card collection. And he's probably looking
yeah,
at it very happy.
They do. They
right
do.
Now. Can I talk about yesterday's game real
sure,
quick?
There
was,
sure.
It was, I thought there was a very big moment in the game yesterday, and it was, I don't remember exactly which inning it was, maybe the second inning, and the Rangers are up 6-1, but then the bases got loaded, and there were 2 pop-outs, Correa and Byron Buxton, I believe, popped out, and Jeffers struck out, and that was Patrick Corbin with a very good inning to get out of that jam.
Yeah.
Josh Smith had what looked like appeared to be an error. Then a couple of balls got through And you were like, oh no, is this like, you just scored six runs. This is a good thing for you. You're up 6-1 right now. You don't want to be at 6-5.
Sure.
And Corbin was able to get out of it. So as much as scoring 16 runs yesterday was nice, Kevin, we talked about this in the conference room.
Yeah.
Now we're at a point where back in the day, if you scored 16 runs, you were like, man, I hope this is enough. And right. You probably won 16-11. That's how the Rangers were. And now it's like, wow, you know, we can... A 6-1 game is pretty good, but the Rangers, if they score a lot of runs, you feel very confident in the pitching right now.
No, absolutely. I agree with you on all of that. And you factor in this 16-3 win with the 16-4 win. The Rangers have scored 34 runs in their three-game series against the Twins.
They play Minnesota all the time.
Agreed. That was 5 runs fewer than they had scored in their previous 12 games combined. And it's interesting, too, because Minnesota is not a bad team by any stretch.
No, they're right there. They're right there in the mix of a playoff team and wild card. Kevin, I think that like that's a positive sign. Beating a team that's kind of like you, that you kind of feel like you're like that team.
I can
team.
See that.
Beating
yeah.
the Dodgers in a series, like you're high off that, right? But you're like, man, maybe we just got them on a bad weekend. But beating Minnesota the way that they did, it's like, and needing to come alive offensively like that, I think that's a thing that you're going, I think we can build on this one.
From the 469, I like this. I'll admit, maybe I was wrong about the Rangers. Maybe the offense is back. And we'll probably talk about that next week if hopefully they keep up anywhere near this pace.
Yeah, I need a streak out of them.
Yeah, but then Carter and Berger are just killing it right now. Both guys got sent down, once brought back up, found their groove. Maybe this Bochy guy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. But what I wanted to talk about is the idea of getting into your groove right now. So the Rangers are 33-36. Surely a record that we all think is not acceptable and certainly won't get you into the playoffs or maybe even that close to the playoffs. But they've won 4 of their last 5 games. So you hope, maybe you feel that you're starting to get moving. But here's the other part. So starting today, you've got the Chicago White Sox, which you can hear that game right here on 105.3 The Fan. Their next 6 series, that's 18 games. None of those games are against a team with a winning record.
Oh, good.
Now, a couple of them are close. And maybe they'll move it into that spot. But let's say even if they go on a winning streak, they're not taking the world over. But as you speak right now, 6 straight series, 18 straight games, none of them are against a team with a winning record. If you are going to go on a run, I would heartily suggest that now is the time to get it started.
Yesterday after the game, Kevin, as that happened, as I was like, oh man, we wrapped this one up, baby. This is awesome. It felt great to score 16 runs. I immediately looked at Avery and said, we need to go on a run right now.
Yes.
So, and that was before I even saw the run sheet. So that was nice to know that we're on the same page on this. It is time. I felt like it was time and I hadn't even looked at the schedule yet. So that's another thing. Then I went and looked at the schedule and I see it. That's why last night I tweeted out, add in the majors if you want to give me a follow. I would like the Rangers to go 10 out of their next 12 because that would be very telling of what to expect in the second half of the season. Because that would be a
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rangers team, they're like, hey, we know these teams are beneath us and we're not even giving them a chance. We are going to murder their pitching. And so that's what I'm hoping to see out of this team is, hey, we found it. We're in this groove. Just nobody was prepared for the second half swing that's about to happen with this Rangers team. And I think doing something like that on the front half right before would be a big step in that direction for their confidence. And Bochy, you know, we talked with him yesterday about the consistency of health in their lineup and how much that, why that would help.
Right.
And maybe that could be, this could be the trend of if they stay healthy for a bit, we can see why this offense is better when everybody's together.
You know, I would love to just
trusting, like he said, trusting the guy behind you can get you in.
Yes.
Not feeling like you have to do everything, be a hero because you know the next guy can, if you walk and get on base.
Yes, I know. Absolutely. I would love to go on a run where it's just sweep after sweep after sweep. We would all love that. But let's just say you win every one of these series against
2-1, 2-1, 2-1.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you go through that run. That means you were 12-6 in that time. And at 12-6, that would put you 3 games above 500 for the first time since May 17th, I believe. So it's already been coming up on a month since you've been that far above 500. And if you can roll into July, because after that, you have some very important series. Obviously, San Diego has been one of the more tremendous teams in Major League Baseball this year. And the top of that division is just absurd. And then you have the Angels, and then you have the Astros. So like, bing, 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 you finish out the first half of the season with some very consequential series. So I don't want to be like it's a coast the rest of the way. But this chunk right here that lasts 3 weeks, that's an opportunity for you to pile up the wins.
Oh, it's so significant for this team. And again, the confidence part of it, I think, is what this team has lacked it all season. Jake Berger had to go away for a while and come back to find his groove, and he has found it. And Brett Boone continues to say, I haven't even gotten around to everybody yet.
Yeah.
I'm still working on the progress. I mean, Thad Levine was like, he didn't have the benefit of being there during spring training, which is where a lot of hitting coaches and pitching coaches get their opportunity to have a good, build a relationship, understand a player, and lay down the foundation of what they want for the season and those expectations. So he's doing a lot of this on the fly right now, and he still hasn't gotten there. So you would imagine that in the second half, now that they understand what's expected of them, and you're starting to see it too, Kevin. It's not just, yes, we're finally hitting for home runs, and we at least against Minnesota, but you were starting to see guys driving doubles into right center. You were starting to see guys choke up on the bat and drive one to opposite field with two strikes. These different approaches are giving them more competitive at bats, and it's becoming more beneficial because then they're getting into bullpens quicker, which is something they really want to do.
Corey Seager has at least one walk in 7 straight games.
And he should continue to draw that kind of attention.
You know, he only has hits in one of those games.
Really?
And that was the game that we talked about, the first 16-run game.
He had two.
The first 16-run game a couple of days ago. And that's what I think is kind of crazy and even more encouraging. So you've had this, like, mini offensive explosion.
That Seager hasn't even found it yet.
Without theoretically your best player.
Which goes to what we discussed earlier this week. It is Marcus Semien. I think Marcus Semien is the straw that stirs the drink. Because as he has gotten hot, the offense has gotten hot.
You know what? And it's funny that you say that because I think it was Josh Smith that also mentioned Evan Carter and his return as having just something to do
good
with it. But I want to focus on Marcus Semien because you brought this up. Now, this is just for the month of June. Though I do want to point out the last 2 games of July, Marcus Semien was 5-for-6 with 3 runs scored and a walk. That means in his 7 plate appearances, he got on base 6 times. So this is not including those 2 games. In the month of June, Marcus Semien is hitting .361 with an on-base percentage of .439 and an OPS of 1.133, 3 home runs, seven RBIs. He had four home runs all of the rest of the season before that.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right about Marcus Semien and his heating up kind of coinciding with the Rangers getting hot. And it doesn't hurt that Evan Carter is coming back and he's been playing super well. I wonder if Wyatt Langford can keep the power going. And then if Corey Seager jumps in on the game. Woo!
And the 6-8-2, Adolis has also gotten hot, which Adolis is a very streaky hitter. Like, true. That's one thing that I just it feels like Semien is mostly consistent. But then take this other part of it. They look like they're having fun again.
Yeah.
Like, Marcus Semien made a play yesterday. That ball started moving around on him, and he kind of had to – it was up in the air. It was a big league pop-up, as Dave Raymond said. And he had to move under it, caught it, and then he's smiling afterwards. You know, and I see Marcus Semien smiling. When he was in his slump, he was not smiling.
Yeah.
And when baseball's fun, it's so much – it's an easier game. It just is whenever it's fun and it's not a grind and you're not thinking about all these different things when you're going up there. You're just going up there knowing, I'm in the zone right now. That thing looks like a beach ball.
I know you had said, hey, we could do 10 of 12. That would be tremendous. Obviously, I support that. Would you still be pretty stoked about 12 and 6? Over the next six series. So theoretically breaking it down to
I broke it down to like four series, yeah. Right? And so I didn't even go as far as you did because I didn't count the Mariners in my search. I was just looking at the other terrible teams.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Pittsburgh, unless it's a Wednesday, we're fine. Do we play Pittsburgh on a Wednesday, Kevin? Because we know we can't.
By the way, and I forgot to follow up on that.
Did they win yesterday?
Pittsburgh did win that game on Wednesday. So now they're 10-1. Good news. Your Pittsburgh series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sweep that one. Sweep the leg on that one, dude.
And let's go back to this because this is how crazy it is. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 10-1 on Wednesdays this season. On every other day, they're 18-41. How is that even possible?
They've almost won as many games every other day on a Wednesday.
I can't understand that whatsoever.
It's a weird stat.
It really is. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. And so, good for the Pirates for winning on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that I would be very happy with 12-6 over that stretch. The reason I said what I said was because those teams are bad, and I feel like
true.
You should sweep a couple of them.
No, I got
you. You should, but I also gave credit that, you know, at some point you lose a little focus and something has to jar you back into reality.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the Expressway, which means the Bryan Adams ticket giveaway, plus Forgiveness Friday, plus the Combo Platter Father's Day. Give us a sports opinion, and then who is your favorite movie or TV dad of all time? Next, right here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.